USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A mass shooter in Russia has killed nearly a dozen souls at the University of Perm Monday morning. The gunman has been detained. The Perm State University Press Service said the suspect used a so-called traumatic firearm. Such guns are designed to fire non-lethal rubber bullets or plastic bullets, but this one appeared to be modified to fire other ammunition. Perm is about 700 miles east of Moscow. The FBI confirmed Sunday that the body found in a Wyoming national park is likely that of missing Long Island native Gabby Petito.
Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
Gabby disappeared while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who is in hiding somewhere probably in Florida. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on all of World War II. Now it looks like the desire to legalize illegal immigrants in the spending package is getting a major red light. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden remained on vacation over the weekend. He is scheduled to return to the White House Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with roughly 13,000 Haitians swarming the border since late last week, about 100 Texas homeowners have agreed to allow temporary border fence to be put up on their land. Texas landowner Paige Day on Fox News says they need help from the federal government.
Oh, this crisis has gotten way worse than I've ever seen it. You know, used to on the ranch and on the border, we come across maybe one, two, maybe three groups a week out here, and now you can see the surge where, I mean, we're up to five or six groups a week, maybe seven to eight, and groups of 15 to 20 at a time. I mean, I think for the state, you know, they need to send resources, help us. I think what really people don't realize is the people that are coming through our properties, you know, are criminals that are getting around, you know, through the ranches. And what a lot of people don't realize, the general public, is how many are coming through the ranches that aren't getting caught.
Mr. Day says the feds are absent from their responsibilities.
No, definitely. They're not helping out. I mean, we really do need the federal government to step in and handle this horrible situation on the border. You know, basically, you know, it's a financial burden on us, you know, having to go around, check fences every day to make sure livestock's in the right pasture, holes ain't cut. I mean, it's just overwhelming on us right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.